before 10, almost 10 verses from 64 to 76. If that part is mainly saying how to practice of patience when other people hurt you or hurt your feeling, hurt your kind of what you believe through that some people don't respect what you think is important, that kind of teaching. It's really very important because we are basically emotional kind of beings that easily disturbed by some, easily upset by many things that we think it's, that is not correct or the way of especially related to religious kind of faith beliefs that other people offend you or they don't have a same belief or respect. Then many religious kind of competition war, and that's why many people say when you gather it together with people, don't talk politics and religion. It will make people kind of easily emotionally kind of make different views, break or harm the relationship, different opinion. If you don't have a same view, basically there is no much friends space left. But you can kind of through this practice, you can change. You will become a tolerant person when you think it's correct, but other people think it's totally nonsense. You're still able to love this person. Especially here saying when somebody destroy kind of statue, Buddha's image or the stupa, pagoda or textbook, and some people say something very bad to your kind of faith or religion, then you shouldn't anger, because Buddha himself said in the Diamond Sutra, that when people see me in the image and praying for through the voice, and that is kind of just kind of human, how does it? It is not the ultimate kind of correct way to pray or to see him. It's if you see kind of relative image or through kind of phenomenon to see him, is you are lost in the purpose of ultimate meaning of Dharma is beyond that. Is saying when people seeing him in emptiness, this in other kind of text said three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, ultimately rises from air or phenomenon, actually. It rises from emptiness, equanimity. So if you realize equanimity and shunyata, emptiness, then you kind of meet what purpose or the practice, meet the meaning of a Buddha. It's waking one or waking. Buddha means basically realization or enlightenment. So you enlightenment through that kind of internal wisdom. So it doesn't matter people kind of destroy statues or something with that kind of attitude. We have a moral guidance here once. In some religion, they are very easily upset, and then even kind of graphic works, they make jokes, and then nowadays people easily do that kind of joke for politics, even religion. But for us, we don't we have to involve with those. So many teachings tell us these are kind of normal. not need to do this. I think this very much related to ancient Indian kind of teachings. There are so many varieties of thoughts in the philosophical schools. Even some people say some texts say there is a 360 different kind of system, over 100 major kind of philosophical different schools. So they get used to it, critique each other, or some saying something. So respect people who are saying that, and also even you disagree with kind of a saying or words. And this is used by similar kind of container and content. So container is like human beings, sometimes they have this thought and other times they have different thoughts. But because you don't like the test or what's a container inside of container, then you don't break kind of container itself. There is no kind of problem of container. So similarly, human being, as a human being, you should respect people, even though idea really, so there are so many different ideas. And then, you said, even some people kind of harmed your teacher and your own relatives, and then still, if you are able to practice of compassion, and then you will see there is so many consequences, different kind of cause and conditions. So you shouldn't raise kind of a negative emotion, such as angry, revenge, and those kind of hatred feeling. But you will see the individual carry their own karma, and then their negativity won't spread to the individual responsible for their own characters, characteristic. So we are just, what we can do, we can help others, and the rest is rely on the good attitude and then prayer. Sometimes you cannot do much, but at least not adding any more additional suffering. There are other kind of quotations, but I think it's okay. And then there are some other saying, we are only angry towards some kind of attitude. We say, oh, some people, they have a bad intention, so I will revenge, or because that upsets me, something. But actually, this person who have a good or bad attitude, and also non-sentient kind of material things, they have a similar qualities too. You can see some poisons, for example, medicine turned to poison. You didn't know kind of food can be turned to poison. And similarly, some friends or relatives can be kind of one day close to one, the other day become enemy, like broken friends and relationship, husband, wife, and girlfriend, boyfriend. So similarly, when you think there is no ultimate kind of enemy, but all because of the cause and the conditions, because different karmic relationship, so their peers. So we often blame others, but our own responsibility, we are also responsible for anything rises kind of surrounding you. You are kind of partial kind of player of that kind of situation. So they're saying basically we all have to work on the ignorance and the negative emotion, destructive kind of thoughts, in so many negative criticize kind of habituation. So each one, we are not perfect. We have different kind of thoughts and distorted kind of thoughts. So there is no perfect kind of samsara beings. So we shall kind of love each other, not hatred, hate each other. So such a bad kind of work. So and also from these teachings, there are many things you think that suddenly happens, but there is subtle and period long kind of consequences. Even some can trace to the past life and the early this life, or so the hidden cause cannot easily identify or seen by people immediately. So this way some people think this is kind of why this happens and why God created this, that. But we should understand these are even our own cause and conditions, our own kind of habituation, transformation will take place, take times. So, but it's a kind of action, mental action, mental activity. When you want to really change, then you have to look inwardly, aware of your own thoughts. And from that, you little by little, you work on your kind of mind, and then your body kind of activities and speech, what kind of language or words you use also transform, it changes. So you don't have to, as used to teach, say, teachings often say, if you conquer your 100 enemy, then there is 1,000 more will show kind of. Only one thing you conquer is your own mind, then you conquer all enemies, all kind of destructive situation. And then you will see what you kind of, what is called activity or action, what action you call, do. And then there is the relative or related consequences also appears. So we are the cause, the main cause of anything, good and bad. We are responsible for our own life in this and the future lives. And also some teachings said, if you want to know what is the cause of past life, what you did for cause of past life, causal level of activity you did, you will see, kind of generally, you will see in this life, what past is continuation is this life, today, this life. If you say early life, what you did and continuously until now, so early kind of part of your own activity completed, and then the resultant is, fruit is now. And then the future also too, what you do today and then this time, then related to your kind of later after life. Later part of your life also very much thoughts and the emotion relation rely on the what you do now. And then if you want to know future kind of result, you will kind of, you have to work on the causal level of today. So there is a cause effect, cause and the condition, and there is a result. So understand, actually, they were saying we are responsible for our own life. So you are your own kind of a lord, your own future lives, or this life even, totally on your own shoulder, your own hand. You are responsible for yourself, and you are also responsible for your past and the present and the future. Normally we kind of forget, we think many things cause the conditions, but the main cause is yours, from your own body, speech and mind. So understand this, then think the key to solve all kind of a problem, we have to work on ourselves. Otherwise there are so many kind of confusing, not knowing how to do it. But once you know you are your own master, you are your own witness, a person who witnessed what you did, and also you have to bear the outcome of what you did. So then we have a more compassion, think other people, when we are not totally kind of innocent or harmed by others. So we understand each other, have a compassion to each other, we have a same mind, same kind of body as a human being. So we try to help each other, that kind of teaching. So that is a path of wisdom to protect one's mind and one's path. And then from that, you can help all other sentient beings. So, and others are saying, once you have a negative feelings, you should kind of shift your attention. It's important. If you continue to think over and over again some bad thoughts, then these negative thoughts or kind of drown yourself and make more grasping about something negative, and more suffering occurs. So it's like a fire. If this house burned, from that room you should jump to some other rooms that are still not far come yet, and then through that you can escape from the fire. If you stay in the fire, then you will get burned. Similarly, emotional fire, you should know how to shift your attention. You can escape from the trance or the trapped in those burdens. So also saying, what's the cause of that emotions? Most of the time there is a greed. Many levels of suffering, but the greed is basic kind of flame. And then once you have a greed, then there's a kind of a dislike or competition or comparison, and also what's it called, the reference this, yes. And then through that, gradually, many good virtues were also challenged by that greed and hatred. And then we understand this, then even we can see not reasonable or illogical many greed feelings we should control. And even small greed control, if you don't control it, then it's like a spark of fire, spark can burn big mountain of forest. So it's similarly, if you don't know how to use it. Then sometimes if it's a fire, like greed, you can use greed for good reason. For example, if you don't, you want to study more, you want to memorize many good kind of teachings, that also, as you see people, other people can memorize many stanzas. You want to do it, or you want to learn wisdom, compassion, that kind of, there is a good virtuous, but it's some level of greed is there. You want to do it better. That is some certain extent, and that's very good. But if you read, and only rises more ignorance, disturbance, it's just the distorted view, then it's very bad. So it's considered it's like poisons. So, he said, even we have to cure our illnesses, you have to sometimes bear, you have to take the medicine, and also some medicine a bit sour or not very comfortable, some facility or instrument, medical instrument, use it, then you feel painful. But in order to get rid of illness, disease, then we happily kind of wanted to do that. And similarly, if we see future kind of suffering, if we can avoid future suffering, big suffering, this life, if you study or practice of meditation, you feel tired, these are kind of source of happiness and transforming in the future, kind of avoiding big suffering occurs in the future. So it's considered a good thing to do it. So similarly, even this life, we see people or always have some people, some situation, there is an uncomfortable feeling or a little bit pain, suffering here and there. But we think we will overcome it. Otherwise, especially practice of spiritual teachings, there is any path you practice, you have to kind of spend your time, energy, and also sometimes not easily understand, sometimes even you understand a little bit, but not actually realize internally, accomplish it. So it's one is you know the reason. One level is you understand that there's a kind of that kind of theory. And the second is that kind of matured that quality in your condition, your own kind of own mind. Then you have to take some effort to practice. So then able to conquer kind of greed, and also anger, suffering, all like big suffering in the future lives, even not avoiding falling into kind of a very negative kind of a environment, as said, like a hungry ghost or hell, that kind of. So what we should do is very simple by practice Dharma. Try to do accumulate virtuous kind of deeds and cause the conditions, and then try to avoid negative, non-virtuous things. So help yourself and help others, but through body, speech, and mind. So be careful about our own mind, it's essential, and then body, speech follows mind. So this is say, for sake of gaining all that I desired, 1,000 times I underwent the tortures of the realm of hell, achieving nothing for myself and others. So we have desire. It's something it's like, for some people, it's purely, kind of a desire, greed. There, I think, at different levels. Desire, general kind of a sensory level of desire. And then if that combine with mind kind of greed, then you have a not only five sensory level of pleasure, but then many kind of countless needs, and in order to achieve it successfully, you should be kind of raising or even hurting others, or grabbing, discriminating, cheating, or bullying, or all possible can do by one person. So this should be kind of, you think just desire, if hungry person want to eat, or thirst person want to drink, that not only that kind of a desire. It's a desire, there's an endless competition, anybody have a good thing, so-called good kind of a outlook, or good looking, good about anything, then people want to think, admire or jealous, or then so many different kind of thoughts will rise, even robbery, stealing, so many for land, one country can fight broken wall, they can throw kind of weapons to each other. So that is kind of gradually genuine kind of a desire becoming monster, become wildfire like that. It's dangerous. So actually, what we study these, it's important. Once you hear more, and then you have a chance to kind of make a lot of meaningful, reasonable thoughts through your own analytical thoughts. And then if it makes sense, then you will kind of change. Even temporarily not make sense to you, but what kind of become consideration thoughts. And in the future, these also come to your mind. You will kind of think again, they may be meaning differently for you. But the only kind of academic studies, we don't believe that there is so much good thing. Only by academic subject, scientific, those kind of thoughts. Because mind scattering around, there is no limitation. And also there are so many dots, and which is never kind of fully clarified by, if you don't break in through, or you don't have that kind of merit to understand wisdom, then only analytical thoughts won't help much. There's so many kind of, how to say, downward or flip over kind of thoughts. So that is difficult for one person to gain kind of a devotion or towards some reasonable things. Once also one person will say, I believe something, but if there is no clarification or no clear thoughts, not there is no reason, or then it's also difficult. So faith and reason have to go together, then the wisdom path it emerge from that the merit. And then I think in order to help other sentient beings or beings, they also may bring you some suffering, like doctor and nurses helping others, but they also sometimes emotionally run out. Burnout, something happens. Similarly, some full spiritual kind of path, as a kind of bodhisattva path, enlightened path, you may also kind of difficult, sometimes face difficult. But these are worth, even if you have a little bit of suffering, but you think this is meaningful suffering. It's a bodhisattva, in order to help all sentient beings, they also sometimes face some difficulty, but the result is good. But ordinary other beings, in order to satisfy their own kind of desire or greed, then cause other, the result is great suffering in different kind of situation. They are not benefiting one or other sentient beings, but one's own kind of interest. But the result is more kind of dark. In Bodhisattva, sometimes people think Bodhisattva, in many religions, they say, or love yourself or benefit yourself is sin or it's bad. It's not like that. If you want to help yourself, you want to accomplish yourself, you want to become a, even an enlightened being, that is good, absolutely good thing. You have this potential. But what we are saying is you have to understand small and big destruction and constructive kind of activities. If that is harming yourself, you're thinking you are protecting yourself, actually you're harming yourself. For example, if you think kind of other people, someone, very negatively in your perception, then what result is, or what will come is, if you communicate with this person, you will easily feel offensive by offense by this person. And then other people, they have a different attitude or perception, thinking everybody is lovable and also kind. Then they have a different the appearance. One person standing a third. If you look at this two person who one holding some negative emotion inside, one in more positive, then their conversation, and then you will easily see one in negative kind of a attitude is more in suffering. And also people generally dislike these kind of negative people. But what they negative thinking people were kind of aiming or yearning is they want to protect themselves. Why they have this guard or negative feeling towards others? Generally, think I have to upper hand, I have to be on the top or something, that kind of feeling. So it's a lacking of ignorance, a lacking of wisdom. So that's why without wisdom, so all suffering in, related to ignorance. But one couldn't really jump out of the box to see themselves, then still not able to kind of break in through or breaking that chain of self kind of destructive thoughts and emotions. So then today our practice or teaching is about how to do rejoice. It's very, very important teaching, especially it's a part of the practice of patience. And then, as we said, people, one thing is they don't like somebody to criticize oneself. That is a very direct feeling for most of the people. And then another kind of emotion strike you is somebody you dislike, and then they were very successful and very good, then you don't like. And then third is saying, as you love somebody, your family members or something, if they also harmed by others, you immediately feel kind of have to protect your relatives and your friends. So immediately you have the kind of feeling suffering. That's why people feel very sad when their kind of family members, friends, left, died or something. They feel uncomfortable. Some people worry about their parents or kids or some brothers, sisters, even cannot sleep, cannot eat well. They will very much consider their welfare or well-being. So if they have a kind of unfortunate position, and then you feel worry, and then you feel not comfortable. So and then this is related to somebody you don't like. They were kind of very good, they're in a good situation and they're very successful, or they were very happy, and then you have to practice this. It's a normal kind of situation in the society. Generally, it's a matter of strong or not very strong, but all people have a different similar emotions. They will have a different thoughts, lead them to become who you are. And thoughts also temporary. So I think you can read.
Which
one? 76.
76. When others take delight in giving praise to those endowed with talents, why, O mine, do you not find a joy likewise in praising them?
So that is a good practice. If you generally, many people say, oh, I love all people, I love all sentient beings. But then one by one, if many situations come out, then maybe people have a different opinion and starting have a think I have to cultivate, to practice of this, and I'm not in a good condition. So it's a... So if you, it's a genuine kind of emotion. People say, oh, people harming me, I will harm them. People love me, I will love them. Then these are kind of a very, from spiritual practice, not generally ethical, how to say, secular ethics, I think also improving. Some people say, I'm a simple person, I'm a simple guy, I want to be, keep it simple. So, if you conquer the enemy, you are considered a hero or good person. And then if you want, you can support your loved one that consider you a good person. But in the Bodhisattva way of path, it's not that kind of simple. And also you will see the wisdom that path is kind of making fundamental difference, shaping the mind from a core of a kind of understand things. And then here we're saying, of course these are related verses are here, but saying, if you are being told by somebody, say, you dislike the one person who you dislike, that one is, person is saying something good to you, then you start to feel, oh, even this terrible person I don't like, he also not saying negative towards me, and he was saying good words to me. Suddenly your attitude towards shift 180 degrees. You think this is good. And similarly, when you dislike somebody and the other people were praising them, you said, oh, that's true, this is a very good person or something, I think he is a good maybe. Or if this person is very, very negative, and then you say, oh, everybody makes mistakes or something, not like a very negative critics, then it's same, this before what before we said and then after. But generally we don't see this, and then we easily kind of make a very simple jump into what we direct, kind of raw emotion. Think, oh, this is a, that, this, I don't like this person, or he's a the evil person, or he someone said this is a good person, you may think. I think it's important from your thinking, transform from thinking. When you transform mouth, I think it's a kind of a, what's it called, wei jiao shi, diplomatic kind of words, and not much useful. Well, it's a kind of a, not bad, but for practitioners, maybe even in the beginning level, we should kind of try to form this scene. It's true. If you have a personal kind of a bad relationship, doesn't mean this person is bad. They may have many good qualities. Maybe it's you did wrong, so you shouldn't blame others, but you should appreciate their kind of pointing out the bad thing of yourself. Then you kind of not reject every kind of critique or something is told negative to you, but you think, oh, this is like doctor who will help me. And saying you have this illness, I don't angry with the doctor, but I will can cure it. With the help of this person, I will change that condition. So these, similarly, we have to think. And also, of course, then maybe we can say later, but love all sentient beings or all human beings, and very happily, and respect them. That kind of, as we said, dharma is very easy. Do not do negative with through your body, speech, mind, avoiding as much as possible to avoid negative kind of actions. And then increase positive actions. These are included. These are part of that kind of practice. Matthew, suppose.
The pleasure that is gained therefrom itself gives rise to blameless happiness. It's urged on us by all the holy ones and is the perfect way of winning others.
Mm-hmm. So if you can do this, like as we said, there is a small uncomfortable feeling once say, somebody harm you, but you still saying, oh, this is a good person, or this, I think I understand this person more, I think I can tolerate, I can forgive this person, or it's not my, I forgive, but saying, he is a good, even he's successful, or he become famous, or he become wealthier, then I'm very happy about this. I'm kind of feeling that kind of is in that moment you may some have a little bit uncomfortable feeling, although you kind of forceful in transforming one's mind. Sometimes it's not forceful, it's just very logical and thinking smoothly in different state of mind. But this have a good outcome, even there is a bit kind of uncomfortable or something, but it's there is a good result. Then once you have done these kind of moral or virtuous deeds, and then everybody happy when people who hearing this, and even your enemy hear this, this is would be 100% positive, and then. And then this is also will be kind of pleased and happy by all enlightened beings saying, oh, you are good, you are forgiving, and you are kind of transforming, and you even your kind of so-called enemy also you can kind of take the pain for yourself silently, but give the sweet towards kind of enemy, then you become kind of Buddha, even if from sky, maybe say, you good job, or something. It's saying, enlightened beings, or I think in English, it's also saying, yeah, holy one, yes. Yeah. It's urged, on us by all the holy ones. And then, and there's another kind of additional kind of a negative scene on the scene. Through this only joyful. So there is nothing you can self give rise blameless happiness, yes. Blameless happiness. There is no negative karma in that. And also then there is a chance perfectly winning others, and you people hearing this, they also think you are a good person, and then the rest kind of this one words can spread to many years, but then you say, oh, this person always, this time I met one monk from India, he is like that. Me and my uncle, step uncle, we went together. We knew some people, I don't know this monk before, but he knew some people I know, and my uncle. When we say anybody, someone say, oh, this person, oh, he often say, oh, this is a very good person, something, and we mentioned another person, this was, oh, he is a wonderful person, something like, oh, I think maybe even we went to 8 days travel pilgrimage, and I trust you won't say anything bad to me because he was saying everybody good thing. So suddenly I have a kind of a trust this person, thinking this is a positive one. And if I hear this person mention anybody say blaming this and then criticizing this one and throwing some kind of doubt on others, then I also feel that maybe I shouldn't tell too much kind of too personal things to this person, that kind of feeling. So
compared to ones who have happiness, you say, if this sin is a joy, you will resent. Abandon pain, waits, and returning fearless, you will be the loser, both in this life and the next.
This is the same. If you, other person achieved a good thing, happy or anything positive, then you not happy about these things, you cannot joy. You are uncomfortable for others' success. Anyway, any kind of title or praise, become wealthy, higher kind of position, all kind of different things. Then with this mind, you think even you are kind of a boss and you have a people working with you, it's seemingly you are not wanting to pay kind of salary towards people who work for you. That was saying, for one person know how to kind of help people who kind of not matching below you, or kind of people who are unfortunate more than you. You should know how to skillfully help them. And then with similar kind of a condition or people with you, they are similar, then you should try to accompany with them and with good friendship with these people, and how to deal with in good kind of a friendly way. And the people who have a higher position or senior kind of a job, orderly kind of you have to respect, then you have know how to kind of show work with them. So in a different level, from kids to age difference, or sometimes it's a job position difference, sometimes it's a background or family or country or many things. So, but still you're able to work in these upper, same, equal, and the lower kind of fundamentally, there is no law, but relatively, there is no so many different titles and things. So, in that, it's saying, if you not benefit the upper people, similarly, you don't want to get in support from law. One saying, mouth, eat food, can energize whole body, and including our hand. But hand help to find and then to wash and to take away peel or some to kind of produce food for your mouth. Your mouth, if without hands, you cannot do much. So it's a kind of interrelated or correlated, coexistent kind of seeing things from different positions. So you should, if you even enemy or something, people you don't like, actually there's a great benefit. Sometimes people know who kind of accomplishing you. There are many aspects. For example, one student, they don't like maybe the intelligent high score every time they get A or that kind of student. But in the sense of a competition, they, if they incorrect kind of motivation, then once they're graduated, they think back, oh, this person definitely helped me to encourage me to study more. Without this person, everybody maybe not that good at the study and talented, then I may kind of not able to energize my own potential, show my own intelligence. So there is a kind of firm enemy can help you very much. Similarly, in the body, there are many kind of immune system and other kind of bacteria. You think all bacteria is bad, so we should kill it. Then body will kind of also harm. So many, even we don't like, but there are so many bacteria. It's good.
When price is hit upon your qualities, your keen, the others should be praised thereby. But when the compliment is paid to others, you feel no inclination to rejoice as well.
This one and the 76 and 79 is related, as we already gave an example. So when you hear other people saying something good to you, even if you think you have a bad relationship with this person, but when you hear this person saying good to you, then you feel very happy. So you should do every time somebody especially you don't like, and it's good practice saying, from neutral, saying nothing, to saying good things. You think everybody on this earth live and by themselves. It's not easy. There are so many different even mental hijacking, ignorance. They're kind of a talent or wisdom blocked by anger, desire, and flood of emotion. So you understand, even they harm me, but it's a kind of a, I should kind of protect or help them, not to harm me back physically. So in that attitude, you understand, you are able to praise in others, saying good things to others. I think one I was also amazed by Dzogchen Rinpoche. He passed away in France, southern France, 1987. And then finally he have a cup, small cup to can offer some alcohol or something, food towards a protector, Dharmapala. And then that day, he asked his wife, saying, now my all kind of activity is end, this life. So you should now no more have to offer the Dharmapala. And then he said, in his biography, I think, yes. And also, I met one person, one monk, he confirmed this. He said this. So he was a very long time friend of Rinpoche. He said, oh, I didn't do many good things, but at least I didn't criticize anybody in my life. So this is a big kind of accomplishment, I think. Wonderful. Elisa.
Okay. You who want the happiness of beings have a wish to be enlightened for their sake. So why should others hurt you when they find some pleasure for themselves?
So as we already vowed, taking Bodhisattva vows, including you, two and other, some people also here. And then we often say, oh, in order to, under the benefit of all sentient beings, I will kind of form this life to enlightenment. After enlightenment, to help sentient beings, and then with the compassion and wisdom, that kind of bodhicitta, enlightened mind. And then it's a so it's originally we can say entire sentient beings. I have a sense of responsibility because all sentient beings can be all sentient beings have the potential to reach a awakened state of mind, fully awakened or enlightenment. This is one thing. If these people no hope, then help is not much meaningful. Relative help, there is a meaningful, but eventually they're all kind of not perfect. Even not perfect, maybe it's worth to help. But here, teaching often emphasize all sentient beings have a Buddha nature. Buddha means awakened nature. Then, everybody think, there is a truth. It's because you use a phrase and the words are different, but make a barrier. Otherwise, for the waking mind, total waking mind, there is nothing kind of a boundaries in different understand. So, so this is a way, it's second, we all interrelated, all sentient beings once helped us, we also in the good position, which we can do something for us. And then they say, originally we already have this aspiration and the promise to help all sentient beings, and then we took Bodhisattva kind of path and vows. And now they have their own some sentient beings or people already have themselves some find some wealth, pleasure, and then something fortune. Then why we should happy, but why we not happy or angry or something? That's again total against our own kind of original kind of motivation. So anger is not the choice for people. And then this also said negative thoughts, emotion is like also plants. We should be took out the roots, then the all negative goes away. How to took it roots? I think from bodhicitta, it's a wonderful practice. From relative bodhicitta, you can find antidote of any concept of a negative concept. You will find antidotes, other kind of generating other thoughts, hatred, and then more love, hatred will reduce, and rejoice, reduce jealous, and renunciation reduce the greed, and self-important or proud reduce by humility, humble kind of practice, and all other many practice. And then this is one aspect. Other bodhicitta aspect is practice of emptiness. That is most powerful. If you have a good understanding of emptiness, then one key to open all kind of locked emotions. These two can transform one's mind.
And if you claim to wish that the beings be enlightened, honored by the triple world, when petty marks of favor come their way, why are you so discomforted?
So it's a, another one saying our original kind of aspiration is want all sentient beings become enlightened beings. So after they become enlightened beings, they have a very good and merit and the freedom. Merit, which they can manifest in any world, and to create kind of a material world, and even loosed kind of a material world or light and more kind of pure light kind of type of world. And that is a, I think I heard some quantum physicians, people, said, I think I can explain it. Without the involvement of the mind, the matter or material itself from subtle level, there is no undecided with kind of a peer, non-peer, the person that, life and death, something in the subtle level. Only mind consciousness evolves, then the peer certain way. And then that means phenomena that appear very much rely on the kind of a subject experience also. So more pure subject kind of thoughts and then pure perceptions, you have a very different from very negative kind of thoughts and perceptions. So this normally grows a level of kind of feeling, as we said before, what kind of emotion you have easily kind of have a different result for you and for rest kind of environment. And then I think in Buddha and the Bodhisattvas who reach the highly kind of enlightened beings have a merit form, and often when we say what is it accomplished and the resultant of Buddha, said two kind of benefit. One is the formal benefit, that means kind of a relative world. You can appear in a good fortunate place, or you want to choose this and that. There's so many kind of good conditions. Even in the environment, you can see mind and body very much mind is very, very important. If you are in a cold place, then you have to want to hide. You may have a change your color or fur, hair to the environment. You want to hide, not finding by predators. If you want to defend in kind of certain condition of your physical body, you may grow a horn or something. If you are eater, you may gradually change from sea to earth. That I think is some related to mind and needs. You wish to have this and that, they will come to become longer or able to through the practice. And there is a mind of needs, then you try to kind of struggle with that they will then something come out after that work. These I think from the low level of the physical body to kind of very loosed, I think in the English words, I'm not quite sure, but changing the shin, pure kind of more body. there is a more much capacity, capabilities in this, the thought or different sutras. Then, and so once they have become Buddha and Bodhisattva, that all kind of needs and all kind of offers or their spontaneously occurs. And then that is your wish, to wish everybody become enlightened and have the kind of wisdom aspect and then form aspect to result, resultant or fruit, fruition. And then even that kind of a great achievement you wish they kind of get or wish they attain, then why say even today there somebody can gain something for themselves, we are kind of uncomfortable or feel not very good. So other people had some wealth, money, or servants, or respect, and giving some title, honor, something, then we shouldn't uncomfortable, but we should feel happy. And also, there is a small achievement, it's not like enlightenment, something like that. We shouldn't kind of praising yourself and then criticize others, something like that. 听不懂，别装听不懂，好好听，别太坏了。这，yeah, and then maybe I will read the one. When it depends who you rely on, is that one? You rely on you. To whom you are obligated, obliged to give the support, find for themselves the means of a livelihood, will you not be happy? Will you once again be angry? So in teaching of Mahayana often say all sentient beings, mother-like sentient beings, actually in the eons of time, beginningless of time until now, it said theoretically each beings have a kind of father-mother or family relationship with the once had in different beings, animal or human beings. And then Buddha also said, one person kind of born and dead, kind of left born in one square kind of corner of earth, the dead many, many, many times. And then millions of times people, human beings or beings dead in one corner of earth. Of course, in the cosmos, they're a big place, but even one place, they're dead many times. If for them to fear and the suffering, to hungry and thirst, finding things, then losing the shed the tear in different emotion, there's kind of ocean, like tear already there. And then, yes, so all sentient beings are our own kind of a closed one. Even this is used often in Dharma teaching, mother-like sentient beings. And then suppose it's all your parents, yes, you should support them, give them best as much as you can. Even insect or animals block in the cage, something. And then, now they, something good come for them, or they already find themselves in good, in livelihood, then without your help, they already achieved a little bit, so we should be very happy. So why we don't happy but have an angry or it's not logic from our own kind of aspiration and from very reasonable some thoughts, thinking even that these are not our own parents or family, mother, like sentient beings, but even you think these are just like somebody like you, human being, or lower than you, but they're from the beginning to the end, we share kind of the land and the ocean, water, breathing the air, and why they can't have their own kind of happy in short of life. We should be very happy to anyone or any animals. They have a find a little bit comfort and a cozy kind of a livelihood. Maybe we have 10 more minutes here. Yeah.
If even this you do not want for beings, how could you want Buddhahood for them? And how can anyone have bodhicitta who is angry when another prospers?
So then compare it to your own kind of when we take refuge towards Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, in this kind of Mahayana tradition, we say, in order to kind of say, serve all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment, I shall take refuge to the enlightenment being, to path of enlightenment beings, and path in, of enlightenment, and then people who kind of, we have a same view and following this path, we take kind of refuge towards these companions, and then and compare it to this situation, and then don't forget the original kind of intention. That kind of teaching. And then other people, if they have a relative, these are very temporary and impermanent kind of fortunes, and then kind of a small temporary happiness. Even if it's big, but it's one lifetime, you can say. And compared to like the immeasurable or beyond of normal ordinary thoughts, kind of a merit of Buddha, an enlightened one, we can say. And then we should be very happy, even they're not achieving yet Buddha kind of enlightenment, Buddhahood. But we should resist from any harmful thinking, including kind of jealous and hatred, and also not able to love good and bad. Some people think we should practice of love and compassion is something pity and unfortunate person, but we should practice of compassion and bodhicitta towards all entire sentient beings, even kind of demigods or some gods, different level. We should practice love and compassion. Even they more fortunate than us, but it's a kind of just simple attitude. And they even see in a human being some very powerful people, but they have a lot of suffering, stress, and the fear, difficult position, difficult job, difficult decision. They're constantly kind of hearing unpleasant things and worrying, worrisome things. So we should pray for them, and our love goes all to rich people, successful people from financial and politics, because they need internal peace, and then they deserve even more enlightened way. So in Line Rule Sutra, they say we shall take oath or promise. Say, from this now on, we bear others, we tolerate anything other people create to us, and we wish all people or other sentient beings accomplish a perfect merit, and they become both long life, longevity, healthy, and all we rejoice those.
If someone else receives a gift, or if that gift stays in the benefactor's house, in neither case will it be yours. So given all of it, why is it your concern?
There is a form of others to a worldly concern or concept where they also say, one person become wealth, prosperous person, then it's their business. You shouldn't involve much, even you cannot love, but you don't have much emotion. Even some people say Bill Gates very wealthy, and normally people don't have much feeling, because they're beyond reach, he is not your friend, not your family member, why are you concerned? But then some people say, my classmate, he is much richer than me. He said something bad words to me, say, you still remain that poor condition? Are you stupid or something? Then you feel uncomfortable. You feel humiliated, something like that. Then they say, we should understand others' different opinions, different thoughts. Then some people you easily think this, we should punish this person, but it's meaningless. If we overtime this person, or one day this person fall in business and then become beggar or something, it's not your dream or intention to that situation happens. It's even this happens, you're not big success, you are falling morally, you're also falling behind situation. And then they say, even other person giving gift, or the giving or giver, he didn't give this person that wealth or title or money, something. It either from this person to other person, it's their situation. It's all not related to you. Even related to you, you should have understanding and rejoice. But if that even not related to you, someone else can receive a gift, or if that gift stay in the benefactor's home, then that's considered normal. I think these are maybe for monks or even normal people also too. Some people are fighting for grandpa or parents, which kind of money left for their kids, how much and what is fair and unfair. They were even suing to the court. And then sometimes even in the court, they're fighting with a nail. it's unfortunate.
Real marriage and the face of others, all those brilliant qualities, why throw them all away, not holding on to what might bring you riches? Tell me, why are you not angry at yourself?
And then this is internal wealth and external wealth. You have your own kind of a blessed kind of a life. You have your own merit and virtues. You should kind of keep your own wealth and prosper. Everybody have something to live on, so you should kind of work on your own things, and especially internal wealth, like devotion to the good things. The correct kind of especially wisdom and compassion path. That is if you for kind of external things and for other people, not your business even, mind of your something too much of others, then you lose your own kind of moral standards, something, then it's not worth for you, lose it. So you should kind of operate. You should kind of taking care of watch or doing maybe social consider maybe you should keep your own kind of business, and then what you have, you should appreciate what you have already, and you to function it and the best way to use it, what you have. So otherwise, if you lose, then other kind of because of the external and even non-your business kind of situation, you often put your nose, and then why you don't criticize yourself in that situation is that means such a tremendous measure aware of your own kind of action and thoughts to discipline, self-discipline, self kind of guidance yourself in good moral guidance. And then this is happens as the flower garlands sutra said. If you wanted to know what is previous life kind of situation, what today you are kind of having is very much related to this life. You are using your kind of you are a result of past life. And if you want to know the future life, what the result and formation of future life, then today is the cultivation, today's kind of activity, and you are making your own future now. Major.
对吧? Not only do you feel not solo for the evil, for the evils you have done, you even wish to match yourself with those whose merit has been earned.
So it's saying, what you have, you should kind of appreciate and use it in a good way. And also, for previous time, if you did something bad, you think you did, or you remember you did, but for anything, for normal kind of deluded mind beings like us, we must have some kind of negative karma actions in past life. So we should be thinking about how to often to purify our mind, and we afraid of our own negative kind of actions that really nobody can kind of throw us to the lower realms of suffering. But we, our own thoughts can lead us to become a criminal, become a kind of all bad thing can happen to the mind. So we should often kind of confess, and then not to hide in our own negative, but to convert the kind of open to our kind of guide or teacher or someone you trust, and also on plus we feel kind of sometimes shame. It's good. In some culture, shame is bad, but in other teachings of a spiritual path, shame means you have some sense of morality, moral principle. Shameless, then it's crazy. And then also we should consider, some people say, oh, don't worry about anything, but we should some degree of worry about what are we doing right or wrong. It's important. Let's make us correct us like a big ship from this cross one ocean. They say, oh, no matter, we are hiding somewhere, don't just look, just go. Then it's maybe they miss the port and then import or export point. But they're constantly kind of navigating their port and the ship, and they can go right direction. Similarly, our own life, we should kind of inwardly, external, from past, present, and the future, from different angle, we should once kind of often check ourselves. If we are full of a sinful kind of a negative karma, and we think we are going to become kind of an enlightened being, or we could become most successful. It's not, even you did temporarily successful, but there's a more kind of a impact you cannot. So there are other kind of challenges waiting for you. So it's better. So we shouldn't think to compete for the best or something. There are most to have people who have a merit and talent, wisdom, something we should kind of beat them down, or we should win over them. We should, if we really want to become a conquered, like the enlightened one, we should work internally, not kind of externally, just desire and ego, and thinking I will be best, I'm the best. That kind of emotion, absolutely, they're not making you great, but also disgrace. So it is best is actually know the situation. Also, see or it is a negative karma. These also. Impermanent, base or emptiness. So through the practice, you're able to transform habituation, then you also transform the negative deeds. You can confess, through confess of sincerity, and also as much as you can remember and then promise to never do same kind of negative again, and do kind of opposite. Used to you kill somebody, then you can try to protect. Used to steal, you can kind of now become offer many things to giving. Used to tell someone lie, then this you tell something good. And from body, speech, and mind, used to you have a lot of wrong view and many things. Then you try to share or build devotion on the path of compassion and wisdom. And used to people have a tendency to more emotionally shift into hatred or doubt, desire. Now often realize what is situation in your own mind, what I'm doing now, what I'm thinking, and then often once you realize it, and then you change. Once you watching what kind of a program, what kind of story, also lead by behavior of mind, then you change this. Some even small kids, they want to watch all killing kind of program, television or the video game, but these are not very good. So these are not good. You should practice of a more gentle and then more compassionate kind of program from this. So these are our today's kind of rejoice class. Dedication prayers, page 30. Yes. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like the Shamada Bhadra as well, I am more dedicated to this ritual, holy and example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as supreme, I only have come away from love now 3 times. All the fundamental rituals I have, I fully have dedicated to consciousness of one. By this merit, may all obtain remissions and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the so many waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain the secret science that arises from merit and wisdom. Maybe we can do through this goodness, may our permissions be achieved by a many every enemy until defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.